Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. And this is podcast episode number 130, being recorded on January 29th, 2008. And for my regular listeners, tonight is a special edition. I'm currently down in Dallas at the National Teachers of the Year Convention, and I'm doing some podcasts on a daily basis to let my students back in Liberty, Missouri know what's happening and just kind of keep in touch. So a little bit different format for tonight's show, just kind of going over a little bit of what we're doing down here in Dallas. Well, first of all, my flight down here was a little bit rocky. I left about 10:30 or so from Kansas City, and as you guys know, it got kind of bad right about that time period. So we did leave after being de-iced, and then it was kind of blowing snow as we left, and a little bit rocky. We were flying into a headwind, and at one time the pilot said that it was about 100 miles an hour headwind that we were flying into, but we did make it, and I'm staying down here in Dallas at the Hilton Hotel, a very nice hotel, and just kind of relaxing a little bit. And we just did a little bit tonight. We had our first dinner, and basically the concept here is they have all the state teachers of the year from all the 50 states, plus they have people from Guam, and there's one from overseas that teaches at an American military base. So there's about 55 total teachers here, and just a real amazing collection of people, people that teach elementary and high school, and, you know, some teach English or social studies or science and, you know, reading, just a whole bunch of different things. And tonight I was able to meet about four or five specific people that were at my table, and then over the next about 4 or 5 days, we'll do some things with everybody. But tonight at my table, I had the State Teachers of the Year from Kansas, Iowa, Florida, and Alaska. And talked quite a bit to the teacher from Alaska. He teaches social studies and technology, and lives in a fairly remote part of Alaska. Lives in a log cabin that he built himself. And we got to talking about history and technology, and talked quite a bit. He's a big David McCullough fan, and as most of my students know, I love reading David McCullough. And so we talked for a while, and it's just amazing to kind of see the different collections of people that are here. And we're going to be doing stuff here in Dallas this week, but then this particular group's going to meet again in Washington, D.C. this spring, and then we're going to meet again, I believe, next fall in New York. So we'll be able to touch base off and on and things like that. And, you know, we might be able to do some projects with some of these teachers that have junior high social studies as well. Tomorrow should be a really fun day. SMART has given us a smart board. Each teacher of the year is going to get a smart board and some of the Sentio things where you can do like a student response, like the clickers. And they're going to be showing us all day tomorrow how to use that in the classroom. So I know you guys know that I'll be jazzed to spend an entire day doing a technology training. And I thought originally that was going to be delivered in the summertime this year, but I think we're going to be able to pull it off so that we get that actually pretty soon installed in our classroom, so that you guys will be able to use it this year as well. So I'm going to find out some more tomorrow, but I know I talked to a couple students and I said that the smart board would be in the summer, and they were like, oh man, we're going to miss out on that. But it looks like we're going to be able to use that in the classroom. Haven't really taken any cool pictures yet. Basically, we landed, we came here and got settled in the hotel and stuff. So I'll try and get some pictures tomorrow. I'm not sure how much we're going to be doing like outside the hotel and sightseeing and stuff like that. Probably not a whole lot, but I'll try and take some pictures to kind of show you guys what's happening. Probably tomorrow at the training, we'll be able to take some pictures there. But I'll just try and keep you guys updated on what's happening down here. One thing that's interesting that kind of relates to you guys as students. When I was talking to the different state teachers of the year tonight, in quite a few states, when you become the state teacher of the year, you do not teach either that entire school year, or you only teach half the school year, and then the second half you're just completely doing events and stuff. So I know that it's really crazy with me being gone this week, and I'm going to be gone quite a bit in the month of February. But as I was listening to everybody say that, my first thought was, man, I'm really glad that that's not the situation here, because even though we have, you know, subs coming in and out sometimes and stuff, if I was in a state where I wasn't able to teach this year, I'd completely miss out on all the experiences with you guys. And I'm really enjoying this year a lot. You guys are enjoyable, You guys talk about a lot of different subjects. We've had some good discussions, and in general, I've been really happy with the way the year's gone. So I'm just really glad that I'm able to spend this year with you guys. And I know that it's you know, kind of a crazy year, but I really appreciate you guys hanging in there with me. And hopefully we'll be able to do some fun stuff this semester with some of the technology that we're going to get. So do a great job tomorrow or today with the Donner Party debate. Be collecting that evidence. We're going to do the debate on Monday, and I expect you guys to have everything ready to go. I'll let you guys know on Monday if you're either trying to prove Langsford Hastings' guilt or innocence in the Donner Party episode. And we'll go ahead and record that debate and then have some experts go back and critique that a little bit. So be ready for that. And then also, of course, we had the primary in Florida tonight, and McCain won that. So if you're kind of keeping track as we watch CNN student news and things, this was a pretty big night for McCain. And then, of course, next Tuesday will be Super Tuesday, and that's when Missouri voters go to the polls along with people in 19 other states. And I'm going to have you guys do a sample ballot. It's going to be a little bit different than the primary because when you go into the primary in Missouri, you declare whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat, and then you just vote for that particular party as candidates, and you pick one person. I'm going to give you a ballot with everybody, since you guys don't have an affiliated political party yet. So just kind of be thinking about who you'd like to vote for president, either Republican or Democrat, and you will be able to vote on next Tuesday, and we'll publish the results and kind of show everybody what you guys think. But just kind of be thinking of that as you watch the news and stuff this week and which candidate you think would do the best job. So I'm going to wrap it up. I'm at about 7 minutes, so have a great day. I'm going to try and report back tomorrow. I just got off the treadmill, had an extra piece of cheesecake, so I thought I better get on the treadmill because I am in that Biggest Loser contest at South Valley Junior High with the teacher, so worked it off a little bit tonight. Have a great day today. Looks like you guys might get some snow on Thursday, so I'll be watching the internet and see what happens up there, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Bye.